This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
A presentation at Gerritsen Building Supply happening tomorrow, the third biennial Southern Oregon Trade Careers Expo. And Jerry Flores is a regional veterans employer representative with the Oregon Employment Department. He joins us to talk about it. Jerry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So tell us more about this event happening tomorrow.
Yeah, super excited. It's our third biennial Southern Oregon Trade Career Expo happening over at Seven Feathers in Canyonville. And we're super excited, over 100 exhibitors. And we're talking trades, transportation, plumbing, heating, ventilation, air conditioning, construction. The apprenticeship programs will be there. Really something for everyone looking for employment.
Obviously, we've got issues, everyone does, with a lack of workers, a lot of companies with jobs out there waiting for someone, and particularly, I'm told, in the trades area, really dealing with a shortfall of people.
Yeah, and you see it. Just watching the news this morning, they're talking about supply chain issues at all the big retailers, and that comes straight, dock workers, truck drivers, all the trades that don't require the traditional four-year degree that pay pretty decent, but there's not enough emphasis on getting people into those trades, and that's what we want to change with the expo.
Now, it happens in a couple of segments. Talk about what's going on tomorrow.
So in the morning, we have students from all the six counties, schools within six counties coming out, and that's for the morning portion, getting them exposed to all the trades, like I said. There's a lot of hands-on displays, trucks, tools of the trades. You could go in there and actually sit inside a big rig, that kind of stuff. And also, in the afternoon, at 1:15, starting at 1:15, it's open for veterans, active duty, and their spouses, and for any job-seeking individual. Anyone looking for work, we want you to come out and do the registration and then go right on in. Bring a resume, be ready for an interview, because these employers are hiring.
And I understand this event encompasses both indoor and outdoor areas at the convention center.
Yes, sir. It's just a matter of numbers. We don't have this group inside and this group outside. It's just how the event space filled out. But yeah, and again, there'll be a Coast Guard rescue helicopter there. Again, a lot of different heavy equipment for people to touch and try to see if it's something that attracts to them or appeals to them. And maybe we could get some young people interested in the trades where they could go right to work from high school and not necessarily end up with a couple hundred grand worth of school debt afterwards.
It's amazing what some of these positions pay once you're trained and get underway for a little while. And I think it's really caused a lot of folks and parents in particular and educators to kind of rethink what had always been this long push towards a four-year college degree.
Yeah.
Not that that isn't a really good thing to have in a lot of situations, but not everyone apparently needs one.
No, and that's why apprenticeships are so valuable. You go right to work from day one while you learn, and you get paid from day one. And at the end of your apprenticeship, it's the equivalent of a four-year degree, but you're getting paid. You're a journeyman-level plumber or welder or construction worker or electrician, and you're getting paid a lot of money. You're getting paid journeyman-level money with no school debt at all.
Now, tell me a little bit about your role normally as a veterans employer representative.
So what I do is I work with businesses that want to recruit, to hire, and to retain veterans. There's a lot of programs that help businesses through the Oregon Employment Department, for example. There's the Work Opportunity Tax Credit. So if some of your listeners are looking to hire someone, take advantage of this program because you may be eligible for tax credits for hiring certain demographics, not just veterans, but there's a lot of demographics that fit into the tax credits. And I talk about that to everyone because it's really not used as much as it should. The big companies take advantage of them, but all the smaller locals, if you're going to hire, might as well get a little tax incentive out of it.
Now, if people want to find out more about the exhibitors, the vendors, who all will be there tomorrow, is there a website you can send them to?
Yeah, yes, www.empowerthepossible.org. And there listed is all the employers that are going to be there, all the businesses, and their links are clickable. So if you want to learn more about their company or actually apply before you even go there, you can do that from the website.
And so not too late for people to get involved and participate tomorrow.
No. Be there at 1:15 tomorrow, and we'll get you sorted out. There'll be folks from WorkSource Oregon, the Oregon Youth Authority, Oregon Health Authority, to be there to help with the job search if they need any further assistance.
And how late into the late afternoon, early evening does this run?
Around 5 o'clock, right around there.
All right, that's again happening tomorrow, 3rd Biennial Southern Oregon Trade Careers Expo at Seven Feathers. Jerry Flores from the Employment Department. Anything else people ought to know about tomorrow?
Come on out. We'll see you. We'll help you with your job search. And we have a lot of resources. Check out our website at empowerthepossible.org. And if you can't make it, go to the website, and you can still look at the companies, and you can still apply.
All right, Jerry Flores, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, Kyle. Have a good day.
8:37 Morning Conversation, a presentation at Garrett's Building Supply.